Okay, so it's Tuesday the 15th of February 2011, and I woke up this morning around 6:15 and got myself ready to go to work. I left work about 7:30, something like that, and not bad journey in, but when I got to the A3, it said that there had been a lorry that broken down. They closed one lane, stupid idiots. Anyway, made my way off towards Ripley, went through the back roads, which was a nice journey actually. So I got to work about 8:30. Once did that, sat up the day a little bit. Artemis was down, so I tried to ring for IT, but that was down as well, so I couldn't do that. But anyway, we got the day running okay. Quite a few drives in today, and this morning I also called Northants Tyres, checked that my tyres are in, and they are. So I'm going to go and see them next Monday. I've booked in for 9 o'clock to go and get them fitted. And then around 11 o'clock I'm going to a wheel alignment place in Fleet to get the alignment checked, which should be good. That'd be nice. So I did all those little bits and pieces. Then around 11 I went down to see Dave Toolchard because we were going to go up to Myra today. So 11 o'clock, me, Dave Toolchard and Charlotte Paul went up in a GL up to Myra to check out the handling facilities for young driver experiences, 4x4 experiences and AMG passenger ride, which was pretty good. Meeting up there, we saw Ben Radford, Andrew Catlin, Rob East, we saw Dave Brooks, Collett, all sorts of people, so quite a few people there from the marketing side as well, seeing how that would work. We stopped on the way for Burger King at that, and also this morning I didn't know we were going to eat. Usually when we do these sort of things I think, right, got to get something in the bag, because usually we don't get a chance to eat. So actually this morning I had a full English breakfast, then a Burger King at lunch, and we'll work on the evening meal in a minute, but something I don't want to repeat really, because that was a bit too full on. So when we were at Myra, we looked around all the facilities, took the GL around some of the off-road course as well, and saw some of the kids' driving areas, which are really good. They're really good. And also the higher speed sections, including the wet facilities as well, were really good. Also, while we were there, we saw the McLaren, the new McLaren road car, which was good, and various bits and pieces. Once we did that, around 4 o'clock we wrapped up, got in the car and made our way back home. As I was on my way back home, just checked my emails, see what's happening, bits and pieces. And one of them was saying about the new Driving Academy car, which replicates a rollover, something like that. Sounds incredibly strange and dangerous, but it's a sort of slow rotation in the building. People get hung upside down by the seatbelts. Doesn't sound very safe at all to me. I don't quite understand the safety message there, but I don't know. There we go. Anyway, I'll stick a picture of that up in a second so you can have a little look at that. Once I got back on the way home, Mum gave me a buzz and said, fancy fish and chips. That's what we're leading on to now. And we went, yeah, okay. So, yeah, not a very healthy day on food front. So I need to make sure we sort that out next week. So, met Mum and Dad around 7:30. They took us to Farnham where we had fish and chips, which was really nice. Did that, and had a really good chat. Bits and pieces about what's happened during the week, about the sort of, you know, going to the Hampshire Clinic, etc. A little bit about chatting about Malaysia, about chatting the work, what I've done today, what they've been doing, all sorts of stuff. So yeah, really good time, and enjoyed that a lot. So anyway, that's it for me today. Just been watching a bit of the Brits on TV. And then it'll be time to bed, I think. So until next time, goodbye now.